If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Hey there, welcome to The Chalene Show. My name is Chalene Johnson, and today and every day, I will be your host. I am a New York Times best-selling author. I'm a mother of two. I've been married for 20 years. My primary business is that of helping entrepreneurs and those of you who are interested in personal growth. That's my primary business. My husband and I run an incredible company together called Team Johnson. We love it. We love the members of our team. We love helping people just like you have breakthroughs, personal breakthroughs, business breakthroughs, just to live the best possible life that you were meant to live by your definition. And that's what we do today. But as many of you know, I also am a celebrity fitness trainer, and I've spent, 20 plus years in the fitness industry.
Jack and Tuck, one more time. You're not tired. You are getting your second win right now. Feel it. Come on.
You see, her working hard, it makes you want to work even harder.
One, two, get him up higher. Higher. I'm glad you're here because I saved you the best spot in class.
Chalene says, I saved a spot for you in the front row, and I really feel like I'm there. I really feel like I'm with you.
And I wanted to do this episode specifically because I want to talk to you about exercise and body image. And I think there's just so much to talk about that I wanted to start with my own journey first so you knew my perspective. And then we could go in a lot deeper because I know there's so many of you who every day, you are tortured by your weight, what you see in the mirror, or your diet, or exercise. And it's not a loving relationship. It's an everyday battle. And I want to share with you my own personal journey, and I wanted to offer this series to you to help you gain an understanding of who you are, where you are, and what's possible. So thank you for this opportunity. And thank you for tuning in this week because this is what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about real images related to exercise and diet and your body image and self-love and just like, wouldn't it be awesome to wake up and just feel great and not have to worry about every bite that went in your mouth or worrying about whether you had to go to the gym and if you were doing the right exercises and if you were eating the right food, like, wouldn't it just be great to just kind of like let go? Well, that's my goal. That's my prayer. That's my wish for you. And I do believe that's possible, but it's going to take some understanding. So I wanted to start with myself and just sharing with you my personal background and my relationship with my body and exercise and nutrition and diet to start this conversation. So even though today my primary business, my passion, my purpose revolves around personal development and business development, certainly the last 20 plus years, it has been, and where probably the greatest part of my notoriety comes from. I hate using the word fame. I'm like, fame? But the way people know me, in other words, is oftentimes through fitness. So before I started doing infomercials, and we've sold tens of millions of exercise DVDs on infomercial, but long before that, I was a fitness instructor. I taught fitness classes while I was at Michigan State University. And all the way through college, moving to Southern California, where I lived with my at the time, fiance, teaching workout classes and personal training. And I just had a general love for fitness and the way it made me feel. Like, I didn't do it for weight loss, but to be honest, because I grew up with almost all the women, with the exception of my mom, almost all the women in my extended families on both sides, always talking about weight and has this person gained weight? And has that person gained weight? And I'm on this diet. I'm on that diet. And now I'm off a diet. Now I'm going back on a diet. Like, there's so much of that that I feared being on a diet. To this day, the word diet makes me want to start punching someone in the air. I feel rebellious against that word. It felt like something I just didn't see any positives from it because my childhood experience was to see people who were unhappy, didn't love themselves, always felt like they were in this torturous cycle of being happier when they were thinner and sad when they were heavier. And I was only thing I could see that they all had in common was dieting. And so I'm like, yo, I am not going to diet. And even as I know I'm going to jump all over the place, but I want the stuff to come to you as if we were sitting across the table from each other. So I'm just going to let my brain go where my brain goes. But I even remember when I started doing exercise videos, and I love my body. Like, you know, it's not perfect, but I don't beat myself up. I can't, like right now, if you were to ask me, is there one part of your body you hate or you would change? I don't know what I would say. I love that it takes care of me, that it helps me, that I feel strong. I'm happy with my body, but I also know I'm never going to have ripped abs or a tiny little waist or super long legs. Those things are not in my deck of cards. It's not in my genetics. My abs aren't as defined. Even when I'm at a super duper crazy, super low body fat, my abs still don't pop out and chisel the way other people's do. And I mean, it is what it is. I've given birth to two children. I'm Scottish and Irish. My skin sags. I've got freckles. But I always felt really good about my body. I always felt really confident. I maybe even sometimes too confident. I never gave it much thought. I didn't compare myself to other people. I was never disappointed in my progress. I exercised because my body allowed me to, because it felt great, because it made me feel strong. It was just this incredible rush, and that's always why I exercised. But I loved my body, and I always felt very confident. I've always felt like I was like 5'10". Now, despite my true feelings about my own body and my own progress, I also I'm aware that most people in exercise videos don't look like the girl next door. They look like a specimen, you know, where you just go, I want that body, right? So, yeah, I guess when I started doing consumer videos, I was a little concerned about that, but I always thought, you know what? I want to be that person who's healthy, who shows people you don't have to get, I know this is going to sound strange because it's actually one of the terms in my videos, you don't have to get extreme, but meaning you don't have to take extreme measures to have a really great body and to feel healthy. And I had filmed, you know, probably 100 exercise videos of my own for my company that certified fitness instructors. I guess I always just assumed that fitness instructors, I knew that we come in all shapes and sizes, that clearly some of the best instructors were not necessarily the ones who were the leanest or had like the most amazing bodies. What they had was this amazing gift, this gift to make people feel inspired and motivated and driven and special. And that's what made great instructors on schedules that I was teaching at. It wasn't their bodies. And so I thought, well, that's gonna translate on video to consumers too. To be honest, I thought about it. Again, I'm a pretty confident person, so my confident thoughts would take over and I would say, yeah, Shalene, you don't look like so-and-so, but that's why they've picked you, because there are people out there who want to see someone who's healthy, who doesn't have to take extreme measures, who looks like they do, but a healthy version of yourself. Like, you don't have to be perfect. And that's why you're in these videos. And so I started filming these consumer videos, and I had this confidence to me. And even the very first videos I did, which was Turbo Jam, I didn't diet down for them like the way most people would. I definitely tried to eat healthier. I tried to be more aware of how often and what type of exercise I was doing, but I didn't do anything extreme. I didn't go into this saying, you better get in great shape because you're going to be on video. I thought, I just need to be on video as a representation of who I am right now, not a representation of what I was able to get down to for exactly 1.2 weeks. Like, I want to be on video the person that you will run into at the grocery store. And so that's what I did. Now it's been 10 years. I've been making consumer exercise videos for 10 years. And I've been making videos that I make at home. Like, you see them in social media, right? Like, I post exercise clips almost every day on Instagram and on Facebook. Those I'm filming at home. And in addition to that, I've been for the last 10 years making exercise videos for consumers. But recently, in having these conversations with you, I've come to the realization that there's a reason why I started absolutely dreading the thought of making a consumer video, of standing in front of all of these people on a video set and suddenly feeling feelings I hadn't felt before, unhappiness, self-conscious, a lack of confidence. And I didn't like it. Like, I would feel like such a total disappointment. I'd walk in feeling so positive and confident and like, damn, I look good. I can't wait to get dressed and film this video and help people change their lives. And within a matter of just a couple of hours, I didn't feel like myself. I felt horrible. And I just want to have an honest conversation because it's this thing I've just been kind of slowly figuring out. Like, why do I love exercising? Why do I love making exercise clips and videos myself? But why do I just dread doing consumer videos? But I'm just going to share my thoughts. And here's why. Not because I think you're going to necessarily create an exercise video, but here's why I have an obligation to be honest with you. Because there are things right now you're not doing and that you dread doing and that feel like punishment and that make you feel bad. And you need to get to the root of why. Because you do have choice and you do have the ability to control these things. And this is your life. And exercise and fitness and diet and nutrition, these are all things that should make you feel like $1 million. And that's why I want to have this conversation. So I'm going to start by taking you back to what I figured out was happening in my head when I first started doing consumer videos. This is my story, but what I want you to do as I share this is I want you to go back in your own story, in your own mind, and I want you to try to, from listening to mine, to kind of pinpoint when was it you first started having negative thoughts or anxiety or feelings of self-doubt. So here's how it started. I knew I would be doing a consumer video, and of course I refused to diet, absolutely refused. So what I would do is just try to start eating a little cleaner. And I love exercise and it's something I never felt like I had to do. But if I knew I had a video coming up, I would think, okay, I should probably mix things up a little bit. Or if I'm filming, for example, Pio or Turbo Jam or Shaleen Extreme, I should really be following exactly the prescription or pretty close to the prescription of what we're going to be telling people to do in this program. So it would be regimented, but nothing that fell outside of the norm, nothing that was extreme. However, in almost all the videos, I would have my friends and fellow peers from the fitness industry, many of whom were instructors or wanted to break into the fitness industry and be in videos, and they would all talk about being on this crazy diet. And they'd be like, oh my God, oh, I can't wait till shoot day, and I can't wait until our last day so I can just like go crazy. And that already stirred up like negative feelings inside of me because I'm like, well, is that what I'm supposed to be doing? And it made me mad that they were doing it. I'm like, why are you doing this? Like, that's false. You know, just be the best possible version of it. Why are you doing this extreme dieting? Why are you torturing yourself? So it was weird. I started having these thoughts of like, first of all, guilt, like, is that what I'm supposed to be doing? And then I would get angry. Like, why are you doing that? Because it would stir up thoughts from my childhood when women in my family's both sides would go through that yo-yo of dieting and loving their bodies and hating their bodies and then praising somebody for losing all this weight. And then, oh, did you see so-and-so? She's gained all of her weight back. Oh, it's such a shame. She's gained all of her weight back. So it would stir up all those like negative thoughts from when I was a kid. And so I think that was, you know, looking back on it now I'm realizing that that's when I would start having these like almost anxiety about the fact that I was going to be shooting this consumer video. Because already everybody was talking about dieting and how they looked and changing what they were doing. And so I was already having these negative thoughts. But yet I myself refused to diet. I would just be a little bit more, I guess you could say, conscientious about my efforts. And I felt good. I felt good about my progress. I felt great about the way my body looked. And most importantly, I always walked in on the day that we were going to shoot feeling 1,000% prepared. So that I could get on camera, I knew I looked good, but most importantly, I knew my stuff. I knew my music inside and out. I knew what was working, what workouts people enjoyed, where people were going to get results, where to push people, what to say. Like, I felt like $1 million. And I would show up that day like, I'm looking good. Let's get this show on the road. And then what you have to do is you have to try on outfits. And you stand It's so strange. It's such a weird thing. I mean, I just thank God that I didn't have any major body issues or eating disorders or anything like that walking into this situation. If you do, and there's certainly people in the fitness industry who do have major body issues and have to go through this, and I can't imagine what it does to their psyche. But so here's what happens is you show up to do a video shoot and there's like, you know, a couple of directors, a director's assistant, there's a stylist, there's a head of production, there's a director, did I ever say director? And then there's like this, the team who's overseeing the infomercial, meaning the people who are separate directors who aren't directing the exercise videos, but they're going to direct the infomercial show, right? And so you will walk into a room and they'll say, okay, here's what we want you to wear. These little tiny short shorts and this little bra top. So if you can go throw this on for us real quick, and you're like, okay, but I would never normally wear this, but okay. And they'd say, yeah, you know, it's great. You know, people really, they want to see skin. They want, you know, it's very inspirational. It's very motivational. If you're not covered up, people are going to wonder like what you're hiding. And I would be like, okay. And so I'd go change into the outfit. And then you walk back in and there would be like, you know, 6 or 7 people standing there. I mean, you just can't even imagine what this feels like, even with a really strong, confident body image. And they're really trying to be friendly. And so they right away start off with compliments like, oh, that's cute. That's cute. And then they slowly start to, like, if you can picture it, they're like kind of like biting on a thumb and just kind of like tilting their head to the right and to the left. And then you see their eyes lock on your thighs. And then they'll kind of look back and forth at each other and then put a hand up over their mouth and go, shh, 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 shh. And there's some kind of whispering. And meanwhile, you're standing there, just standing there. And you're, you know, maybe 10, 15 feet away from everyone, but you're just standing there. And there's this line of people, most of whom are strangers. And they're just cocking their heads back and forth and back and forth, just looking at your body, not wondering how you feel. And that's just, it's the strangest, most, I don't know, it's a pretty yucky feeling. It's terrible. And it is what it is. You need people to look at your outfit. You need a stylist there to say that would look better if we took the sleeves up a little bit, or if we hemmed this side, or if she was wearing pink and not green. And you need someone there who's looking to say, is this going to be flattering on camera? And you need someone there who's going to say, okay, is this going to captivate people? Like, all of this is necessary, but nonetheless, the experience is so demoralizing. And you're just standing there with all these people. And I don't mean any disrespect, but 90% of them eat like crap and don't exercise and or smoke. And they're just standing there and they're just doing their jobs. And their job is to make sure you look your best. Their job is to make sure like that the very best representation of you is on film. But what's so ironic about it, it feels like they're standing there to make you feel terrible. I mean, you do feel terrible. You just feel so inadequate. Such a disappointment. You feel so flawed while you're standing there. And the irony of it is all these people are there to make sure you look your best, but it's the strangest thing. You feel your worst, feeling like a piece of meat. Now, I'm going to be the star of the show. It's my workout program. But in this moment, as confident as I am, you feel like crap. I mean, there were times I felt like crying. I thought, I'm going to have to go get on camera in about 10 minutes from now. And I feel like crying. And FYI, all y'all need to try to put on this outfit right now and let me look at your body. Hello. But you can't. You just have to stand there. And then they'll go, okay, can you turn around? And then you turn around and then there's some whispering again. And who knows? Maybe they're saying really positive things like, wow, her butt looks so good. But that's not what you're telling yourself they're saying. Like, you're thinking the worst possible thing ever. And then they'll go, oh, okay, so do you mind going to change into some longer shorts? And then your brain starts to do this thing where you're like, okay, so what did that mean? Like, what do they see? What does that mean? Why do they want me in longer shorts? So then you go and you change into longer shorts. Then you come back in and there they are again, everybody lined up. and your confidence is just going lower and lower and lower. Now, I don't know if you've ever had to film an exercise video, but about the most important thing you need is confidence. And you need to feel happy and you need to feel good about yourself so you can make other people feel good about themselves. And I haven't asked Shanti, but I'll just bet every single woman who's ever filmed an exercise video, maybe the guys too, know exactly what I'm talking about. And it's nobody's fault. Like you have to look at the outfits. I've done this myself where I have to decide on what everybody's going to be wearing and if it's most flattering for them and if it's going to look good on camera and is this going to inspire people and is it the right outfit for them? Because sometimes what you feel like you look fantastic in the mirror, in your room, it doesn't look good on camera. I've done that myself. I'm like, I'm wearing these pants. I know they look good. I know it. And then they'll be like, they're not that flattering on camera. But okay, Shalene, we'll let you do it. And then I'll film, they'll show me a clip, and I'm like, oh, you're right. That looks terrible. So it is what it is. I don't mean to say that this shouldn't be happening. I'm just telling you like it is. So you're standing here in front of these, you know, maybe 5-6 people, and sometimes there's been more. And everyone's just kind of cocking their head back and forth from left to right, just looking your body up and down and up and down. So here I was, a grown woman, without any body issues, having grown up with a mother who never, ever spoke negatively about her body. I always felt powerful and strong, and I never compared myself to other people or other people's bodies. Like I knew we're all different, and I had my gifts, and other people had their own gifts. But here I was in my 30s and my 40s, suddenly feeling inadequate and insecure. And again, these are just my feelings. That was just how I felt in these situations, and it was no one's fault. I'm not blaming anyone. It's just the industry. And I feel bad for the people who have to make those decisions. I mean, I've been there on casting calls where there's, you know, 30 women lined up, and I've sat across the table trying to select people we wanted in the video and going, this one's too, her legs are too short. No, that one, actually she's too thin. And this one, yeah, she's too muscular. And that one, yeah, that's going to be intimidating. And this one over here, she's a brunette. We need a blonde. And just realizing that, you know, when you look at a video, you want to see a variety of people. You want to see, okay, that I can aspire to be that person. And this person, is kind of like the body I want. And you just kind of need a mix when you do a cast. But it's so weird to be in that position where you're judging people for their things they can't change. Like, you just are who you are. Yeah, you can get leaner and stronger, but there are some people out there, they never have to lift a weight, never. And they'll just have muscles that are too big, just too round, and they'll never make an exercise video because, generally speaking, women don't want to see women who are super buff. They want a little bit of muscle, just enough, but not so much that they're afraid they're going to turn into a, you know, muscly male version of themselves. And it's weird to be on the other side of that. And it's also weird to be the person who's being looked at and analyzed like a piece of meat. It's awful, to be honest. And I started hating filming exercise videos because I would go from being this incredibly positive, happy, confident woman to feeling sad and inadequate and insecure and self-conscious. I always joke around and tell my husband that someday I'll write a tell-all book because, I mean, as careful as people try to be, when you have so many people working on a set and everyone's job is to create something about the physique, right? Like, what we're doing is selling exercise programs. And so there's cameramen and there's grips and there's people who are in charge of wardrobe and makeup and hair and costume and lighting and everyone's job is to make sure everyone looks fantastic. So, gosh, I mean, I just try not to think about some of the things I either overheard said about my body or someone else's body, or people were trying to say something kind and polite, but man, it came out all wrong. And then just really, sometimes really hurtful, upsetting comments because there's nothing you can do. Like, it's one thing to say to someone, you know, you can lose a few pounds, but it's quite another to say something to someone they can't change it. That's what God gave them. and they're doing their very best. There have been telephone conversations to me about my body and about my weight and things that I can or that they wanted me to do in order to look a certain way. And I just knew in order for that to be possible, I would have to do something so extreme, so unhealthy, so unnatural in order to get the kind of physique that might be more jaw-dropping. I wasn't willing to do that. All I have is my integrity. All I have is my word. All I have is the trust I have with other people. So if in order for me to have the kind of body that's going to make people pick up the phone and order a product, and it's so inspirational because I'm so lean, you can see the outline of my liver. And in order for me to do that, I have to take these extreme measures, but then yet I have to get on camera and say, oh, guess what? It's only 20 minutes a day. And look at all this food I get to eat. And so I have to give you what honestly this program delivers for me. And for somebody else, it might be even better results. Like they will probably even look better. I've got the genetic composition that I have. I can't change that. I'm in the best possible version of me. And if that's not good enough, if it's just not exciting enough, if it doesn't make people grab their credit cards, I'm sorry. And I just can't do more and lay my head down at night and feel like I've told the truth or that it's good for me. Like no amount of money in the world is worth doing something that I don't think is good for me, especially if it's affecting my family and my relationships and my own kids' relationship with food and exercise. It just has to be what it is. And if that's not good enough, no problem, no hard feelings. I understand what you have to do. I just am not willing to do that, whatever that is. And it's when I started realizing, you know what? I have a choice. You know, I can decide if I want to feel this way. And I just noticed that over the years, I started really, really dreading any time I was doing a consumer video. Like I loved exercising and I loved shooting my own videos. But man, when I did a consumer video, I just, as soon as I knew it was on the schedule, I would just start to get depressed. And it took me a lot of years to figure out what was it? What specifically was it? Was it the long days? Was it the preparation? Was it the time away from my family? And maybe all those things add up. But now looking back on it and realizing how much I love exercise and how it makes me feel, I didn't have that experience when I was doing a consumer video. Exercise makes me feel invincible. Shooting a consumer video makes me feel like a disappointment. And that's my own issue. That's my own issue. That's mine. You know, and by the way, this is an honest conversation. And there may be people who listen to this who are going to be upset with me because they're going to feel like this is unfair. So I just want to be perfectly clear and say, I'm not saying anyone has ever done anything wrong. This is just how the experience has affected me. And that's the industry. And, you know, if you're going to be an actress on TV, the industry really requires you to be about 82 pounds. And so, you know, I'm sure actresses and actors have to deal with this all the time. And you have to make a decision. If you're just not naturally a super duper svelte person and you want to be an actress or an actor, what are you willing to do? What is it going to take? And what are you willing to sacrifice? And how does it make you feel? And how much choice do you have in the matter? And so this is just a conversation. And it's probably why you don't see a lot of consumer videos from me. It's why everyone's like, how come you haven't done another program? How come you're not doing this? How come you're not doing that? Because I have to make a decision. I have to figure this out. Because man, I love inspiring people. Man, I love working out with you guys. But the responsibility is mine. Someone can't make you feel a certain way unless you've given them permission to do that. How do I have to change the situation or in order for it to be part of my happiness, part of my life by design? So, Shalene, are you saying you're not doing consumer videos anymore? No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I have to figure this out. And that's as honest as I can be. And this isn't about money. This isn't about other people. It's just about me. It's just about choices. And I know some of you, you're problem solvers, man. You're going to get on that speak pipe and you're going to say, well, why don't you tell people this or this or that? Or why don't you just do this? I love you for your suggestions, and you mean the world to me, but I promise you after 10 years, I've brainstormed through every possible solution, and I know what the alternatives are. And I know I have choice, and I know I have options, but ultimately, it is up to me. And so I thought I'd start there with this conversation about exercise and fitness and nutrition and your weight and your body image. And if we're really going to set ourselves free and just love life and thank God for the blessings that we have and just like wake up every day and feel really good about ourselves and really happy, then we have to be self-aware and we have to figure out what things are making us unhappy or where these things come from. And for me, this was like a huge revelation because all my life, I have loved exercise and felt really good about my body and really good about helping people find their soulmate workout and understand that exercise, you know, the byproduct is weight loss. The byproduct is changing your body and your physique. But for me, the ultimate benefit of exercise is like what it does for your brain, your confidence, the way that you can deal with other people. It makes me happier. It makes me healthier. It makes me more confident. It makes me feel like I can do anything. It makes me more creative, more patient. It makes me all of these things. So for me to grow and in order for me to be really self-aware, I had to take a very long look. And it's been years to try to sort this out and figure out like what was going on in my head. Like why was I having this like weird transition? And why was I feeling this way whenever I did consumer videos? And I think I've narrowed it down. My next step is to figure out a way to make this work. Or if in fact it will work. And the honest answer is I'm not sure yet, but I'm getting much closer. And I hope that by me being honest, you'll be able to stay tuned with me through this series and find some honesty yourself, find some clarity, because with clarity and honesty and truth, we set ourselves free. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing this podcast with somebody who you know needs to hear this. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes. They are helping us get the word out. This is what health is about. Health is about growth. Health is about change. Health is about doing something that's challenging and sometimes painful and sometimes it hurts. But because of that, we are better. We're better human beings. And when we're better human beings, we can take care of people, the people who matter the most. So thank you for your reviews and subscribing because that's how we get the word out. You are amazing. And I just want you to know, I love you just as you are.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.